A call from Greenwich Village.
Hello.
Hello, Mama.
Hello, sweetheart. My Shirley is calling on the telephone. She's calling her mother, who misses her very much. Since Shirley doesn't call so often, since she moved into our own apartment with a girlfriend named Beverly in Greenwich Village. And I haven't heard from her since yesterday afternoon. It's my Shirley.
Mama, how do you feel, Mama?
How should I feel when I fixed up your room so nice with blue drapes you always wanted down to the floor and the velvet bedspread? So when you get tired of that way of life in Greenwich Village, your room will be here waiting for my Shirley.
Listen, Mama, there's something you ought to know.
And how should I feel when Dr. Kleiman told me just this morning in an emergency visit to the house that my varicose veins are popping out again? And I'm not getting enough sleep. I haven't slept for 6 weeks since you've been gone, not to speak of my headaches and my palpitations. All of which Dr. Kleiman says it is because I'm worried about you, my Shirley.
Mama, you're not listening to me. I better just go ahead and tell you what I have to tell you. I met a boy.
That's nice. And did you know that while I was up all night deathly sick from worrying about you, I made a whole quart of crepeler soup you love so much. I went to the post office 5 o'clock this morning and mailed it strictly special delivery to my Shirley.
Mom, I met this boy and last night we ran away and got married.
That's very nice. So I said to myself, what's the difference if I'm sick? But at least I had you for 32 years. And it was wonderful, especially after your father left for bagels and lox one Sunday morning 7 years ago and never came back. Thank you for being my Shirley.
That's not all, Mama. He doesn't have a job and his name is Michael O'Neill.
It's so nice that my Shirley called her mother today to say hello so I can hear the beautiful voice of my Shirley.
Mom, I'm so happy that you're not the least bit upset.
Why should I be upset? I have no reason to be upset. 'Cause the minute I hang up the phone, I'm gonna kill myself.